Well, special guest on the line, John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. 782-2527 is the number to call to talk with John. And right now, he's still analyzing the Fed's decisions.
Yeah, there's an old saying, Bill, that says, don't fight the Fed, and that's where we are. The Fed's the 800-pound gorilla that sleeps wherever it wants to right now. Of course, yesterday, as expected, at 1:15 our time, the Fed announced their decisions, what's referred to as QE2, quantitative easing second round. And they did what was expected. They announced they were going to spend over the next several months, invest about, well, they say $600 billion in treasuries, and they're going to buy treasuries that are in the middle range of maturities. You may hear the number that says it's $850 billion to $950 billion. Well, you might want to reconcile that discrepancy in your mind. What it is, you may remember that the Fed bought about $1.5 trillion worth of mortgage bonds or mortgage securities over the last couple of years to stabilize things and keep rates low and keep the economy from tanking. And as you might guess, some of those mortgage securities are rolling off. So in addition to the $600 billion of new money they're going to pump in, they're going to take about $35 billion a month that's rolling off of their mortgage portfolio and buy treasuries with it too. And it's interesting, some of the implications of that. Of course, there are all kinds of critics, and people say that it won't work. If you just look at interest rates, for example, the five-year treasury hit an all-time low after that announcement yesterday. It's paying 1.08%. Put that in perspective. If you had $1 million that you could loan to the federal government for 5 years, they'd pay you a whopping $10,800 a year, about $900 a month to use your $1 million for 5 years. Rates are just incredibly low. Now, Mr. Bernanke had a piece that was published in the Washington Post yesterday, and apparently trying to justify the QE2. And he says, among other things, that, quote, the bigger risks facing the country right now are an unemployment rate that remains too high and inflation readings that are uncomfortably low. And he goes on to say inflation that is too low can pose risk to the economy. In the most extreme case, very low inflation can morph into deflation, which can contribute to long-term periods of economic stagnation. And then he says all these worries about future inflation that QE2 and the other injection of cash by the Fed are going to generate, he says those are overstated, and that the economy is currently operating, as he says, quote, far below its potential, and therefore the risk of inflation is muted. So we'll see what happens. We did get some employment numbers this morning, and this is Thursday morning, and initial claims for unemployment benefits up marginally, up to 457,000. It was expected to be 445,000. But here's something that confirms what Mr. Bernanke says about inflation, and that is unit labor costs, which were expected to rise about 1%, were actually down 0.1%. And so one of the things, of course, they'd like to see labor costs, that is wages paid to people, go up because that spurs consumer spending. So kind of an interesting situation. We'll follow that closely over the next several days and weeks. The other big news story yesterday was GM, Government Motors, used to be called General Motors, pricing their initial public offering. They're going to go public again on November the 18th. They're going to start a roadshow all over the world immediately to try to sell these shares to investors. They priced it at $26 to $29 billion a share. Good news is that GM has earned about $2.5 billion in the first half of the year, and they say they could earn that much just in the third quarter alone. And, of course, the biggest four stockholders of General Motors are the U.S. government, the Canadian government, the Ontario government, and the Union Healthcare Trust. And that's where the shares will be coming from that will be sold to the public. So interesting times going on, Bill.
Yes, John. And as you look at some of the headlines, Arkansas Best, with that lawsuit we talked about earlier this week against a competitor that's really seemed conducting some very unfair business practices against them, and yet they've trimmed their deficit. Arkansas Best is just a well-run company.
Well, they really are. You know, they lost about $700,000 this quarter, but when you compare that to where they were, they've made radical improvements. And the good thing about it is, if you look at some of their subsets of their numbers, their daily tonnage increased 13.9%. The only reason they still lost a little bit of money is that the build rate per hundredweight, which is kind of the metric in the freight industry, which you can charge per hundredweight, dropped from $23.98 to $23.38. So still pricing pressures, which is one of the reasons why they're suing Yellow Roadway, because they have a unreasonable advantage because the Teamsters have granted 15% wage concessions and pension concessions to Yellow and didn't grant them an ABF, even though they're under the same master freight agreement.
What would you be looking at for tomorrow's report?
Tomorrow's the big mother of all reports for this month, other than what the Fed did and the election did, and that is we get the unemployment rate, non-farm payrolls, and all that from the government, and that will be very closely watched.
All right. We'll look forward to your report.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach John by calling 782-2527 or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com. Well, it's 39 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock on Oklahoma Today, KFPW AM.